You addressed what Bill Thompson would have to do in order to prevail in November, but I want to ask you, what must Mike Bloomberg do to hold on to his lead and to win in November?
Bloomberg has real vulnerabilities, and the Marist poll, this one and previous ones, have pointed it out. I've alluded to at least one of them. People, New Yorkers, the average New Yorker doesn't think that he understands them, nor is particularly concerned about what affects them. He is seen as a fairly aloof, kind of sarcastic, not necessarily very nice, rich guy. But he's also seen as someone who is effective. And in this case and in this economy, effectiveness seems to trump likability, at least so far, at least according to the polls. He has to work on the likability thing, though, because the danger is that he is seen as even more arrogant than he's already seen if he simply goes forward assuming that he is going to win because he's the right guy for the right time and he's got the track record to do it. So I think you're going to see that. I think you're going to see the campaign working on trying to make Mike Bloomberg a little less of the out-of-touch billionaire and a little more of the, I may not feel your pain, but at least I understand it, billionaire.
Jay, do you think there's any lingering resentment toward Bloomberg over the third term?
I think that if you polled people and you asked them that question specifically, and the further away we get from it, it probably diminishes, but there has always been a lot of lingering resentment, at least in the polls that I've seen since the term limits went through. But even at the time that the term limit debate was at its hottest, and the vast majority of New Yorkers said, we don't think that term limits should be overturned, when those same voters were asked, well, do you think Mike Bloomberg deserves a third term? Almost the same majority who were opposed to overturning term limits said, well, yeah, we think Mike Bloomberg should get a chance at a third term. So there's a contradiction in voters' minds, and I don't think this has hurt him. I don't think the whatever lingering resentment there is, I don't think it's enough to drive his supporters into the arms of Bill Thompson right now. And Bill hasn't done a particularly effective job of stoking that resentment. It's not an issue we've heard very much about in the last 3 months. And if you can't make that an issue during the slow summer months, the dog days of August, you're not going to make it an issue in October